Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom.
The Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native American imagery in sports and mainstream. With your hosts, Farmer and B. Evans, call in at 646-668-8467.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information. Or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Welcome to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fat Boy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got B. Evans here on this terrific Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. It just depends on where you're at in this great country we call the United States of America. What's going on today, B? Well, it looks
hey,
like
sorry.
Mr. B. Hey, there you are.
I'm here, man. I'm here. Sorry about that. It's good to be back, man. It's been a long week, man. How's your week been?
Man, it's been busy. It's been crazy. Double ear infection. Snot coming out of places where snot shouldn't be coming out of. It has been one heck of a week for Farmer.
That's disgusting, dude.
I'm just saying, man. Double ear infection, so I don't know if I'm talking loud, don't know if I'm talking soft, but all that I know is that now, in the continuous phase of double ear infection, I now have an echo in my headphones, which, so now I have a double echo. So I got my ear echo, and now I also have the headphone echo. So I will be bat crap crazy by the end of this show.
Oh, man, I'd lose my mind.
Man, we missed last week because of me being sick. Also, we can't miss another week because there is definitely a lot of stuff going on in America right now that's coming down to Native American imagery and the Not Your Mascot hate groups that are pushing their agendas. So we knew here on the Beating Drum Radio Show that we couldn't go another week not airing, B.
Yeah, most definitely. We got to be there. We got to inform. And we got to stand our ground because they're clearly not going to go away and just give up. So we can't give up. We won't back down. But we're here.
Exactly, my man. You know, it's kind of like what happened in Paw Paw, Michigan here last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. They had their wine and cheese festival and the Not Your Mascot Hate Group. Guess what? That's their second annual coming down into Paw Paw and causing a muck and calling people racist you're hurting our children and many of other Indians died for the word Redskins and their main speaker who had the bullhorn. And if you haven't checked out the video, please go to our social media pages, The Beating Drum on Facebook, type in your search bar engine, The Beating Drum. Also on Twitter, type in search bar, type in The Beating Drum Radio Show. It'll pop up, give us a like, and then scroll down and look at what we're talking about today, because we're going to talk about the stuff that's on our page. And there's a video of this wine and cheese festival where the Not Your Mascot people kind of invaded a little bit, you know, throwing their muscle around, and they had to be guarded down by police. I don't know if that was on behalf of the town or if that was on the behalf of the Not Your Mascot people. You know, my guess would be on the behalf of the town for all security of people. Doesn't matter what your cause is. I believe that everyone should be safe and everyone should, that type of thing. So the lady with the bullhorn, the loudmouth, we'll say, not Paula, because, you know, Paula is definitely a loudmouth. She don't need a bullhorn. She's the one kind of wandering around. But you have a... She says it. This isn't just coming out of my mouth now. She says that she is a white girl, and she is, but she feels that she needs to side with these Not Your Mascot people because I think she has a little white guilt, for her. So she's blowing out the blowhorn and, you know, spewing her hate and her rhetoric and calling everyone racist, and, you know, the towns are racist, and everyone's just racist because they like the Paw Paw Redskins. And, it looked like, you know, everything was peaceful. there were some what looked like Native American men that approached Monica Padula, and she's like, well, you're on the wrong side. And they're like, no, we're not. We're on the right side. And it could have got a little bit heated exchange, but those two gentlemen kept their composure, and my hat is off to them.
Oh, most definitely. It's hard to maintain your composure in those situations.
Well, yeah. You know, I've been in a few of them, and it's definitely one of them things where you really got to bite your tongue. You know, you got to bite that because you know somebody is filming or, you know, somebody's typing stuff down for what you say and then going to twist what you say, you know, because that's generally what mainstream media does, is is they twist your words and they make us here on this side of the token the bad guys.
No, they don't twist our words. In all the years I've watched the news and everything, I don't think I've ever seen a time when media did not twist to fit their own personal agenda. I really don't. And it's sad. You know, it really is, because there's so many things going on in this world, and they'd get so much more credibility if they would just come out with what really happened.
You know, B, I agree with you 100%, but, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to sell some print. They're trying to do some clickbait where, you know, if they say, you know, pro Redskins were in full force supporting their school, supporting their community, they probably wouldn't get a lot of clicks. But where if they change the wording here a little bit, where they say the anti-mascot people were in town at the cheese and wine festival and give a picture of them, and oh, it's going to make people click on it because they want to know what was said. But if it's on the other side of the token, they're like, well, yeah, you know, it's the good guys. You know, granted, people like me, I'm going to click on it and read it and see what they said. But I would think that maybe the vast majority out there only want to read controversial stuff or only want to read one side of the story, where they need to be educated. The ones that are clickbait material people, they definitely need to be educated on what's going on in America, and it's preservation over eradication. It's education over eradication. You know, we don't need to eradicate these things. We just need to educate in our schools, and just word of mouth education is huge. You know, there's a man that, you know, graced us on the last time we aired. His name is Bob Payne. He always, and I repeat, he always is educating people and telling people about the Redmond and telling people about the Beating Drum Radio Show. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is education and educating people.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It really is. And these, it's sad that they really don't, they don't care. They don't know what they're doing. They're off in their own little fantasy land. I mean, thinking that they serve a purpose. You know, at one point, you know, they actually, you know, Monica had, you know, argued saying that it's time that they get, it's really important that they get their voices back on the table, trying to argue it because they've already lost this fight and it was voted to keep the name. And I think it's funny that you got to give it to them for their tenacity and willingness to not give up in something that they, you know, feel they need to fight for. But outside of that, it's a completely ridiculous battle. And, I mean, they clearly lost. Well, find something better to do with your time.
Well, yeah, B, you know, here's the thing with these Not Your Mascot people. If they win, they disappear like the snow does in Arizona or New Mexico or Texas or wherever it's hot down there in the South. You know what I mean? But if they lose, man, they are on you like white on rice, and they just don't care. But, you know, again, when they lose, you'll never hear from them again. They're just off in the distance.
Right. And I'd like to see, you know, they're so concerned. They're so concerned about hurting the feelings of Native Americans that are so offended by this, the whole 9% that are offended by this. But what else are they doing to assist the Native American community?
Well, yeah, no, I definitely agree with you 100%, B.
It's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah, you know, it is. And again, they're like locusts, and when they win, they're gone, and when they lose, their tenacity. You have to agree with that. Yes, I do agree. But I also have to agree that, you know, if you're going to say that these things are racist and hostile and abusive and you're not okay with the school having it, well, then why don't you educate on Native American culture, Native American history, instead of focusing on one thing? Or, concept, educate the people, not on your rhetoric, but on the truth, and dispel any and all misinformation that you're spreading. Because by now, in America, they know that the Not Your Mascot people is a hate group. They also know that the Not Your Mascot people spew nothing but rhetoric and hate and lies.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it still.
It's definitely, you're fairly new to this fight. I know that you've listened to the show and listened to when Paso was on and Steve and now you, but yeah, you're relatively new to this battle, and I understand that. And it is a lot to take in. It's overwhelming. It takes up the vast majority of your life. You know, looking up research, you know, arguing with stupid people, calling these schools, calling these new schools that are under attack and saying, hey, you're not alone in this fight, or sending out emails, sending out private messages saying, hey, you're not alone in this fight. You have a voice. And they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know you guys were around. Yes, we're here. We're strong, and we are building.
And we are. You're absolutely – sorry, lost my wording there for a minute. I had something stuck in my throat. But anyways, you're absolutely right. We're here. We're not going anywhere, you know, and eventually I know that this show has made a lot of headway. I know that the beating drum has upset a lot of people, and I love it. I love every minute of it because it shows that you're doing something right, and I cannot wait to see how much further we can take this to where they finally realize that they're not going to win this fight. They need to stop. They need to back off. If you care so much about the Native American community, like I said earlier, why aren't you doing anything else? There's so many other issues and problems that can be dealt with. You're worried about a picture and a name. So why not something else? Why not take your time and your efforts and your passion and your desire to do better and make a change and actually put forth that effort valiantly towards a legitimate issue within the Native American community?
Like running water on reservations, or electricity, or drugs and alcohol, or the big one, the missing and murdered indigenous people, the men, the women, and the children that are the number one people that are in human trafficking. Why isn't that being told? That's what I want to know. Why is the mainstream media, and you guys are the main people that are pushing their agenda, why don't you push the agenda of all the missing and murdered indigenous women and children, and even men, because men can be subject to human trafficking? Why are you so fascinated on helping them spread hate? How are you? Why? That, over the 5 years, this month, the Beating Drum Radio Show has been around. It's 2 years on its own platform, which is what we are right now, but 3 years on its own segment on different shows and on different networks. 2 years standing on our own 2 feet. And I appreciate Radio AFS for giving us this opportunity to keep our voices heard. So thank you, Radio AFS, and thank you for your countless of emails and everything else that our fans and our family and friends send to us. Thank you.
Most definitely, and I agree with you. You know, I've, like you said, I've followed the show for a very long time. And honestly, it's been an eye opener. I'm not gonna lie. I actually did not realize, you know, I'm a little younger, but I didn't know that this was such a major issue going on up until I started listening to the Beating Drum. Now, I knew the schools, some schools had changed their logos and their names and whatnot, but I never really paid much attention to why. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started listening to the Beating Drum, and I'm like, oh, well, there's my answer. You know, but there really does bring a special kind of awareness to the situation. And, you know, I think that's one reason, that's a big reason why I've always been such a fan of the show, was because of that. You know, it really does, it's an eye opener. You know, and to touch on what you were saying earlier with all the issues going on in the Native American American communities, they're not going to do it. And you know that. Why? Because it costs money, because it costs time, and because it's not something that they see. Human trafficking, that doesn't affect them. It doesn't. They don't see it every day. They don't know, you know, they don't see it. They don't hear it because it's not on the news and it's not in the newspapers. It's not, you know, plastered on SportsCenter and CBS and ABC and all the other local news stations. Right, and Tostitos. But it's not plastered everywhere, so they don't see it. They don't see human trafficking on a bag of chips. They don't see the lack of electricity or running water, you know, in their daily newspaper. They don't give a shit. They don't care. Sorry about the language. They do not care because it does not affect them any way whatsoever. So they're going to point out something that they can see that they don't like. They just want to cause a little thing, and this lady leading with the bullhorn, she just wants her fame and glory. Notice she's right in the center of, like, every picture she's in. You know, they made sure she's centered in all of it. And it's just, it's distasteful. It's ridiculous. It's sad. You know, this woman clearly has nothing better to do with her life or her time. I mean, there's so much more, you know, people that put this much effort into something so idiotic, so ridiculous of an argument, they can make such a big change in this world, but they don't want to, because other people have tried, or they don't want to because it's been done, it's been argued, so they want to pick on somebody else. They want to get a big group of people together and go after a small town, go after a small group, you know, and then they want to single that person out so they can say, I single-handedly helped take them down.
Exactly. You know, that is what these not your mascot people do, is they want their 5 minutes of fame. It's not, oh, I did this for our people. No, it's, they did it for me. I did it for me. You know, we're here on the Beating Drum Radio Show. When we save a school's name, or when we put forward our efforts, our airwaves for the schools that we have helped, it's all about them. The Beating Drum doesn't ask for anything. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for fame. We don't even ask to get mentioned. It's about them. Now, if they mention the Beating Drum Radio Show, that's awesome. We appreciate it. But it's not mandatory. We're your voice. We're not mainstream media, but we reach a lot of people. The network reaches right around about 60,000 people a month, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I have not said that on the airwaves until now, but the network has reached 60,000 people a month that is tuning in, whether they're tuning in to the Beating Drum Radio Show, whether they're tuning in to Two Guys in a Balcony, your morning cup of sports, Niners Radio, Stay Out of My Crease, you know, Fifth Down, and all the other shows that are on the network. Now, if I didn't mention your name, don't think I'm mad at you. Or political BS. 60,000 people listen to this network. 60,000 people hear your voices. 60,000 people are on your side. Or they're not. But you need to get off the couch. You need to get off the sofa. You need to get off the internet and you need to make your voices heard as much as the not your mascot people's voice be.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am kind of jealous of this lady. I've always wanted a bullhorn, but the old lady always told me no. So, kind of jealous because I want a bullhorn. But in all honesty, though, everybody, and I want, you know, these people, not your mascot, they need to ask themselves. I mean, I wonder, you know, they don't think of the big question. You know, they don't think of the important question here. You know, how many Native Americans will be able to escape poverty, alcoholism, or teen pregnancy even, if the name Redskins is dropped? If they drop that name and they drop that, if they drop that name and they drop that logo, that's not going to cure anything.
Image, sir. Image.
Yes, image. I apologize. I got caught
all
up
right
in it because I've got the article right here, and I was looking at something else also, and yeah. So
you're
I
good
apologize. I was
I'll
actually reading
you, brother.
But if it gets dropped, what is it going to do? It does nothing. It changes nothing. And that's, I mean, you know, when I make a plan, I like to have an end game. I like to look into the future. Okay, if I do this and this and this, then what's it going to get me? You know, what change is this going to make? You know, and what problems are going to come with that? These are clearly one-track-minded people. I mean, they have no end game here. What's the end game? Get rid of the names. Get rid of the images. Get rid of, see, and I caught myself that time. Thank you. But get rid of the name. Get rid of the images. Get rid of anything to do with Native American in sports and mainstream media. Okay.
And B, do you know what that's called? I'm going to educate you. That's called decolonization. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Not Your Mascot people, the Not Your Mascot hate groups, want to do. They want to decolonize. And now,
sounds to me,
they will be like, no, they're going to give you the hard handshake. The hard handshake,
it sounds to me,
that's not what we want to do, farmer. But they're
it
leaders.
It sounds to me like
they're being
racist.
Yeah, you know, their leaders of the Not Your Mascot crew are saying, yes, we want to decolonize. But these splitter cells are like, no, we just want to get rid of the image. We want to get rid of the name. BS, we know what you want. You want no images and no names that have to do with Native Americans anywhere off of the reservations. And that right there is selfish. That right there is racism. It's called decolonization. If you don't know what it is, if you don't know what I'm talking about, educate yourself.
I'm still trying to figure out where they have an understanding that the Redskin name is offensive. Or it's racist. Because when asked about it, they have no explanation in why
right
or how. They have no, I mean, they give you a definition from a dictionary. But I mean, I can do that with about any other word that I can do that with any word that I have in my vocabulary.
Right.
But there's no argument. Now I'm sorry, but when I was raised that if I'm going to say something, that I should know what I'm talking about. And I don't have that problem. I know what I'm talking about. You know, now, granted, I do stumble over my words a little bit here. I'm still learning, you know, but when I come down to it, I know what I'm trying to get to. I know what my goal is. I know what point I'm trying to get across. And I will make
mm-hmm
it happen one way or the other. But they don't do that. They say, oh, it's racist. Oh, it's offensive. Well, how is that? Well, I'm offended. Okay, well, what do you mean? Well, some Native Americans were don't like it either. They're like, okay,
right.
Well, you know, okay, why? Explain this. Please explain it so I can help me understand. Well, it just is. You know, and those are not valid answers. And it kills me. It baffles me on how they're even able to win arguments with answers like those.
Well, B, this is how I can tell you. This is how that these guys win their arguments is because they go into town and nobody wants to be called a racist. Nobody wants to be called an Uncle Tom. Nobody wants anything of the sort. So you know what? We're going to get back to this after this quick song break. It's a new artist here on the Beating Drum Radio Show, and it is called Never Give Up by Muggsy. You want to check out Muggsy? If you like the Muggsy song, go to Facebook. Look, type in Muggsy, and that is M-U-Z-M-U-G-Z-Y. The song is Never Give Up. We will catch you here in just a few minutes after this great song by Muggsy.
Farmer, I'm going to correct you real quick. It's actually Can't Stop Us by Muggsy.
Can't Stop Us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go.
And without further ado...
Nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mental. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your street, bringing that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out here my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it. By the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's test, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's test, you mesh. Ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest what I put in your brain like a pill. It'll make you insane unless you kill. What puts you here? Who do you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in, we take it all. Now sit back, watch begin. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop. We're unstoppable. You can't stop us. We're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us. We're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro. We're unstoppable. You can't stop us. We're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo doing it the only way. The temptation with fire in our eyes. Getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself, nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we speak truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. In the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track, let's hear it loud, yeah. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and
and we're ready to rock, yeah. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
Detroit Rock City Promotions. Everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setups, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information, or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
The Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native American imagery in sports and mainstream. With your hosts, Farmer and B. Evans, call in at 646-668-8467.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got B. Evans, and we got Tony from the Fighting Illini here on hold waiting to talk to us. So give us an update for what's going on there with the Fighting Illini. Tony, you're live here on the Beating Drum Radio Show with Farmer and B. Evans. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just more of the same crap. It's probably been within the last 3 weeks, they got rid of one more tradition called something that they did during the game periodically called the war chant. And the fans are been up in arms, and come to find out that it was the chancellor's decision. And he said that he made the decision about a year ago. Well, guess what? He was hired right about a year ago. And you can pretty much know that it was the liberal faculty that had been in his ear and told him that, you know, that's probably a condition of getting hired, is that, you know, we got to begin the process of total eradication of everything Native American. So anyway, so it blew up in the papers and stuff. Well, something that the chancellor didn't know, I guess, is that the Board of Trustees back in 2007, when the NCAA ban stuff all took effect, is he was supposed to consult with them on any of these type of issues, and he didn't. So they had a Board of Trustees meeting last week, and he got called in along with the athletic director, and it was a closed-door meeting. But from what I understand, they took him to the shed pretty good. So it's looking more and more like the Board of Trustees is going to step in on these issues, especially with the one that I'm wanting to do with halftime. So there's hope.
Well, yeah, there is definitely hope, Tony. You know, I believe that we posted that article here on the Beating Drum Radio Show Facebook page and on Twitter. And when I read that, I just kept shaking my head. I'm like, oh, I bet you Tony was banging his head on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Well,
man.
I sent an email to one of the trustees who we met with a couple of years ago, and he said that I'm so behind you, I'll go and I'll meet with the tribe, I'll meet with the NCAA. And so he said that he forwarded my email to the chairman of the trustees. And so that's what makes me feel like we've got hope, because all of the Illini Nation is behind this. It's not known by a lot of people, but the key people know about it. But you know, when you guys talk about total eradication, I think one of the things that gets overlooked that's a pretty a valuable weapon in our arsenal is beyond just the imagery and the names, is the cultural performances that have happened within the past few years, where you're talking anywhere from high school to college, pro basketball, football, Major League Baseball, you name it, across the board, they've brought in Native American performers either pregame or at halftime. And I've accumulated at least 35 instances, and in every single instance, it has been applauded big time by the Native American community and non-Native American community, you know. So it's something that pretty much is unanimous in the Native American community as far as sharing the culture in a sports venue. And the crazy thing about it is Charlene Teeters pretty much started the Not Your Mascot thing at the University of Illinois when she was protesting against Chief Illiniwek. And I got a hold of her. Well, I kept emailing her and tried to get her support, because my halftime tribute is a tribute to war veterans and the Native Illini tribe. And I know that on her Facebook and everything, she talked about how wonderful powwow culture is and stuff like that. So I said, I want your endorsement for this, you know? And so I kept getting stonewall, finally got a hold of her assistant and told her, hey, I want to talk to Charlene. And so maybe 5 minutes later, I get a call from her husband. And so I proceed to lay out the thing. And believe it or not, he said that, well, it's okay to honor the war veterans, but it's not okay to honor your tribe.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And then I began to
That right there
recite.
Is a noggin scratcher.
And then I began to recite, like, well, what about the Utah Utes bringing in their Ute tribe at halftime, and this one, and this example, and that example, and so forth? And he said, you know what? It's a matter of opinion. Then he hung up on me.
Wow, Tony, that is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. This is just, it is absolutely stupid. I can't even come up with a better word, Tony. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, like, three instances within the past probably 2 years where Charlene Teeters' group, what are they, the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media, that group, went to the Minnesota Vikings because they, you know, had, you know, Redskins playing there, the mm-hmm. you know, Kansas City Chiefs. And same thing happened with the Washington Redskins, I think it was last year, and in 2015 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Those groups came to try to pressure them to get rid of any, you know, associations, anything Native American. And rather than cave to them, all three of those organizations told them where they could stick it. And they went to the local tribes and brought them in at halftime and did a cultural display that everybody loved and shut them up.
Yes. And that's what needs to happen, ladies and gentlemen. is, you know, we need to, as Tony says, shut up these not your mascot people by getting the backing of your local tribes, because 98% of these not your mascot people are bussed in. That's what people don't get, Tony, is that 99.9% of these not your mascots that are coming to these functions in Paw Paw, in Napa, California, in Winters, California, in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 99.9%. I'm going to say 99.9%, and I think that's still low. 99.9% of these not-your-mascot people that are coming being bussed in, exactly, they're being bussed in because there's not a single one of them that live in those communities.
Yeah, and people just don't know the information, because I see, like, you know, when they were talking about getting rid of the war chant, there were some local media that I know that, you know, are probably pro-chief and probably supportive of Native American imagery and that type of thing. But they say, well, you know, it might offend some of the Native American people, so maybe it, you know, needs to go. So, and so I'm sitting there pulling my hair out. So actually I met with a local reporter, and he's going to do the story, and then I've got all the statistics, the Sports Illustrated, you know, all of that, the, you know, Washington Post poll from last year. And for most people, it's going to be a shock, because they're just under the assumption that they see all this stuff out there, so that, you know, Native Americans in mass are, you know, hate this stuff, when it's the exact opposite. So it's just exposing the big lie.
You know, Tony, I agree with you 100%. Man, we're going to have to get on and get to wrapping up the show here, but call in anytime. I love talking with you, and keep us knowledge is power. So keep us informed in what's going on there with the Fighting Illini and your cause to bring a traditional, ladies and gentlemen, key word is traditional, halftime show to the Fighting Illini. Tony, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Well, B, it's been a great show. These hour shows are not quite long enough.
He said it was a matter of opinion.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to guess you got some final thoughts on this. So we're going to – I think you finally got a button somewhere on the board, B. Look around that new board. I'll let you do it. I know you got all new equipment, because, you know, Radio AFS likes their new guys. I think you might have a button.
No, I do not, actually.
Oh! All right, here you go. Here is your final thoughts from B. Evans.
Well, it was really good. It was great to hear from Tony and hearing that, you know, things weren't done. Standard operating procedures were not followed, and that could ultimately backfire, you know, towards what they were trying to take away from the fighting Illini. So I'm really glad to hear that. What bothers me, and I want to touch on something that we did not touch on today, but the Turner Falls students are beginning their school year without a mascot, because the personal agenda was pushed, and it has gone through.
Wait a minute. This is your final thoughts, and I normally don't cut in final thoughts, but you said a swear word here on the Beating Drum Radio show.
I did earlier.
You did, and you just said it now. You said the M word. There's two words, one word, that I will cut in anybody's final thought.
No, I don't even say the word. I was reading the title of the article itself. I was going to fix
right.
that. I was reading the
Carry
actual
on with your final thought,
title
sir.
Of
just,
the article.
You know,
thank you.
I had to cut in.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead.
I was actually reading off the exact article title. But the article states, Turner Falls students are beginning their school year without mascot. Now, first off, one, it is not a mascot. This has been a name and a logo, an image that they have had for over right around 100 years. They have ripped that away from them. But to push your own agenda and not have a plan to back up what you're trying to do and trying to follow, you have no follow through. They don't even have, they have nothing now. They are just Turner Falls High School. There's nothing there. You cannot do stuff like that. Don't take away from these people, first off. There is nothing wrong with the name that they are using. There is nothing wrong with the image that they are using. And if you find something wrong with it, find a way to alter it to where it stays there. Take out something. Change it. But don't take it away. It can be modified. We've seen it. It's happened recently. They've changed images, and they need to do that. They don't need to take away the stuff, but come up with a game plan. They're taken away from this stuff. They're taken away from these schools. They are taken away from the history of these towns. They're taken away from everything everybody's ever known. And that's not okay. You are destroying more than you are fixing. You cannot sit there and complain about an image that's offensive and racist and say that it needs to be removed, yet at the same time, when people are dying and we've got people living without the proper means to survive, you don't care. Your personal agenda is twisted and it's screwed up, and you need to reevaluate what's more important. Because right now, you talk about we all need to care, we all need to be concerned about an image. I'm not concerned about an image. I'm concerned about the simple fact that the livelihood of these communities, the Native American communities, are suffering because of the simple fact that a picture is more important. That's what they see. They see an image that affects them on a daily basis. But how does it affect you? How does it affect anyone? Step back, look at that whole question. Look at that question and ask yourself, does it really matter that much? Is it really that important? If it is, then maybe you need to go back to school and brush up on some history, brush up on some knowledge, learn something, take some tutoring classes. But you need to change your way of thinking, because you are destroying not just your community, you're destroying other communities. You're destroying a lot of people. You are hurting so many ways, and you don't care, or you just don't see it. But you need to change. If it does not change, it'll only continue to get worse, and then it's going to get so far, you're not going to be able to come back from it. And that's really all I have.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
You know, B, awesome closing statement, final thoughts. I'm sorry I rudely interrupted. But there are one word that I almost refuse to be even said on this particular program, and you found out the hard way. So, again, I apologize, sir. But let's talk about history. Let's talk about history of Native American names that you people, the friends, the fans, and you, B. Evans, may not know that was a Native American name. Let's go, shall we? The Marquette Warriors, the St. John Redmen. How about these ones? The Stanford Indians. Or let's just go back home to Grand Forks, North Dakota. This has been removed for 23 years, ladies and gentlemen. The Grand Forks Central Redskins. Now, I'm not expecting you guys to know Grand Forks Central, because that's a high school in North Dakota. But Stanford, what are they? Did you know that they were the Indians? Did you know that the Marquette were the Warriors? Did you know that St. John was the Redman? And if you can say, huh, I didn't know that. Just think about what's going to happen to the history and to the tradition of the Conrad School of Science, the Turner's Falls, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, the Gustine Redskins. Are they going to get overshadowed too here in 23 years, like my high school did? Are you going to let that happen? Are you going to stay on your couch and your sofa and let that happen? You got some soul searching to do, people. I say it every show. Get off the couch. Get off the sofa. Because only you can prevent the eradication of names and images in your area. We at the Beating Drum Radio Show is just a vehicle for you to help. What are you going to do? Are you going to let, in 23 years, people not remember your guys' school's name, your business name? Or are you going to stand up and fight? And fight for what's right. And fighting for what's right is saving and protecting and preserving Native American imagery in sports and the American mainstream. Just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the right fight. You're on the right side of this war. But are you willing to stand up? Only you can answer that question. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. We need you to stand up, rise up, and fight. Because without you, what are we? And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, and in everything that you do in life, if in everything that you do in life, never give up. That's first and foremost. But once you never give up, what's another thing that you're never going to do? You will never back down.